Blog Talk Radio.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Yes, yes, yes. So here the psalm for the first day. First day, they call Sunday right here, 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 Psalm 24.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
Yes, yes, yes. Selah. The evening psalm for the first day, Psalm 24, and its connection with the holy place, the tabernacle, and here, 20th sabbatical study for this, for the Shabbat strong here on the first day, Tetzaweh, thou shalt command. That was Queen Makeda right there with clean hands, one of the main themes in today's daily psalm. Here, 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 look over the Hebrew right here, Yesh Kabod, Yesh. There's glory, glory.
Yes,
מזמור תפגנת, ודוד מזמור, לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, תבל ויוש ובה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה, מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו, וכי חפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשאר נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יישא ורחם מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע. שאו שערים רעשכם והנשאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשכם ושאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע, 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 סלע. It's not by
hold on your boy,
yes, yes, Purify Your Heart. That was Johnny Osborne right there. Classic, Purify Your Heart. So you're going to church on Sunday, but here for the first day, Yom Rishon Tov. Yom Rishon Tov. A good first day here. Melkam, Ehud, Bamarinya, Melkam. Good, beautiful. Ehud, right from Ahadu, first day. Here, Hebraically, Yom Rishon Tov. Good Sunday, yeah. Boker Yom Rishon Tov. A good first day morning right here, dawning right here. Here's Queen Makeda, Queen Makeda, Malka Makeda, and Malkia Tzedek right here on the Shema. Going to ride up from the 5th, 6th, and 7th Aliyot here. The Haftarah, the prophet's portion for the Shabbat Tetzaveh, thou shalt command, and the Brit Chadash. But here, Malka Makeda, Queen Makeda, and Malkia Tzedek, and Melchizedek here on the Shema Yisrael.
Shake up, cool me up. عليك بحيو هالبرين ما قلي الشغل نفسي متفخة هيوم قلي ببيك بشي ننطن بنيك بتبار تبا بشي تكا ببيتيك ولخ تكا بدرك وشخبك وفوميك وخطبت مئوت على يديك بحيو لتوستا بوت بين عينيك وخطبت مئل مزوزوت بيتيك وبشأنيك.
Shall enslave and oppress them for 400 years, in the fourth and in the last generation. Yes, you shall journey into captivity a second time in ships. Because you have rejected his instruction.
Yes, yes, yes. Shema Yisrael, give thanks, Malkah Makedah. And Malchias Edek right there on the Shema, Shema Yisrael, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4, I think 4 to 9. Yes, I. So here, picking up with the Aliyot at the fifth Aliyah here for the Boker Yom Rishon, here for the first day morning, Sunday morning right here. Yom Rishon Tov Lakem. A good first day morning to you all. So
are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Kadima, Kadima, forward, forward. Here, the fifth day, the fifth Aliyah, fifth Aliyah right here, picking up.
Shah, ho,
Shah,
ho,
Shah, ho,
Shah, ho,
Shah. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, give here for the Chamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering up, the Chamishi Aliyah, the fifth reading here for this Shabbat Tzaweh, Sabbath, thou, male, shall command. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 29, here at verse 19, Chavarim, here at verse 19, Exodus 29 and 19 for the Chamishi. For the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth up offering. Where lagachta eita ha'ayila ha'sheni. With samach ahirono banayo wa eta yedehem al rosha ha'ayil. And thou shalt take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head, upon the rosh, upon the head of the ram. Wilakta eta haila hasheni. We samak ahiron ubanayo et yidehem al rosh hail. And thou shalt kill the ram and take of his blood and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aharon and upon the tip of the right ear of Benayo his sons and upon the thumb of their right hand and upon the great toe of their right foot and sprinkle Hadam, the blood, upon HaMizbeach, the altar, round about. And thou shalt take of the blood that is upon HaMizbeach, the altar, and of the anointing oil and sprinkle it upon Aharon and upon his garments and upon Benayo his sons, and upon the garments of Benayo his sons with him. And he shall be hallowed, he shall be idolified, he shall be set apart, and his garments, O Benayo, and his sons' garments, ito with him. Also thou shalt take of the ram, the fat and the rump, and the fat that covers the inwards and the caul of the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder. For it is a ram, it is a ram of consecration. Tiyayilla mi'aluim hu, it is a ram of filling, a ram of consecration. Ki el mi'aluim hu, and one loaf of bread, and one cake of oil bread, and one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread. That is Lifnei Yehovah, that is before Jehovah. And thou shalt put all in the hands of Aharon, and in the hands of Benayo, in the hands of his sons, and shall wave them for a wave offering lifne Yahuwah before Jehovah. We samta hakola Allah kapea herona wa Allah kapea banayo. We heya nafta otam te nufa lifne hoa. And thou shalt put the whole, the entirety, upon the hands of Aharon. With samta hakol, al kape Aharon. And upon the hands of his sons, wa al kape vanayu. And shalt wave them for a wave offering before Jehovah. We he nafta otam, we he nafta otam, and shall wave them. We he nafta otam at nufa lifnei Yehovah. And thou shalt receive them of their hands, and burn upon the altar for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor lifnei Yehovah before Jehovah it is. An offering made by fire, a fire offering to Jehovah. We lakachta otam mi adam. We hikat arta ha nizbeyacha ala haola. Le reyacha niyachocha lifnei Yehovah. Ishe hu la Yehovah. And thou shalt take them from their hands. We lakachta otam mi adam. And make them smoke. And make them smoke on the altar, where hikatata ha mizbeach, and cause them to smoke, where hikatata ha mizbeach, on the mizbeach, on the altar, Allah ha Allah, upon the burnt offering, and make them smoke on the altar, upon the burnt offering, where hikatata ha mizbeach, Allah ha Allah. L'reyach niyachocha, for it is a sweet savor. L'reyach niyachocha, niyachocha, niyachoach, niyachoach. L'reyach niyachoach, for it is a sweet savor. Lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah, Isha, 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 fire offering, Isha who. It is, he is a fire offering. Ishehu la Yahuwah, before, for Jehovah, before Jehovah. It is a fire offering to Jehovah. Jehovah. Ishehu la Yahuwah. La Yahuwah. La Yahuwah. Ha kohuna, the priesthood, the fourth item, the food of ha kohanim, the food of the priest, verse 26. And thou shall take the breast of the ram of Aharon's consecration, filling, hands filling, and wave it for a wave offering, a tenufa, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and it shall be thy part. And thou shalt sanctify, set apart the breast of the tenufa, the wave offering, and the shoulder of the heave offering, that is wave, and that is heaved up, of the ram of the consecration, even of that which is for Aharon, and of that that is for his sons. And it shall be Aharon's, and it shall be Aaron and his sons by statute forever from the Bnei Yisrael, from the children, the sons of Yisrael, for it is an heave offering. And it shall be an heave offering from the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of the children of Israel, of the sacrifice of their peace offerings. Even their heave offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. We lakachta eta he chaze, eta chaze, me'ayil laha miluim asher le'ahron, we he nafta oto, tenufa lifnei Yehovah, we haya leka, le manna,
manna, manna, manna.
And thou shalt take the breast of Aaron's ram of consecration, Aaron's ram of filling, and wave it for a wave offering before Jehovah. We lakachta eta he chaze, eta he chaze, the breast may ail HaMiluim of the Eil HaMiluim, the ram of filling, the ram of consecration, Asher Le'aharon, with He Nafta Oto, and wave it, Tenufa, Tenufa, wave offering, Lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah, with Haya Leka, and for you it be Le Manna, and it shall be thy manna, thy portion. With Kidashta Eta Chaze, Chaze, Ha Tenufa We Eta Shok, Ha Teruma Asher Hu Naf, Wa Asher Hu Rama Meila Ha Meluima Me Asher Laherono Ua Mea Me Asher Li Banayo. And thou shalt sanctify the breast of the wave offering, the tenufa, and the thigh of the heave offering, that is waved, which is heaved up, of the ram of the filling, the ram of the consecration, even of that which is Aharon's, and of that which is his son's. Wahaya le'Aharon no'u le'banayo wa le'chak ha'olam. Me'eita v'nei Yisrael le'kiya terumahu. Ua teruma yihyeh me'eita b'nei Yisrael mia zivcheya shala mehema te'ru matama layawah. And it shall be for Aaron and his sons as a due forever from the b'nei Yisrael, from the sons of children of Yisrael. For it is a teruma, a heave offering, and it shall be a teruma, a heave offering, from the B'nai Yisrael, from the sons of Israel, of their sacrifices, from their sacrifices, miyazivacheya shalomehem, terumatam ala Yehovah, of peace offerings, their peace offerings, shalomehem, even their heave offering, to Jehovah, terumatam la Yahovah, la Yahovah, la Yahovah, la Yahovah, to Jehovah, to Jehovah, to Jehovah, to Jehovah, to Jehovah, to Jehovah. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed therein, and to be consecrated, to be filled, to be filled, to be filled, Uvigdeya HaKodesh Asher LeAharon Yehuyu LeVanayo Achrayo LeMashacha Vahem Ula Malevam Eta Adam. And to fill their hands, to be consecrated in them, to fill their hands, and that son that is priest in his stead shall put them on 7 days when he cometh into the tabernacle of the congregation, tent of meeting, to minister in the holy, to minister in the set apart. Shiv'ata yamim yilvasham ha kohena tachetayowa mi banayo asher yavo ve'ela ohela moeda lisharet ba'kodesh. To minister lisharet ba'kodesh, in the kodesh, in the holy. And thou shalt take the ram of consecration, the filling, the consecration, and seize his flesh in the holy place. Ve'eta yilaha miluim tikach ua v'yashalta eta b'saro. Be makoma kadosh. And thou shalt take the ram of the filling, the consecration, and see burn its flesh in the holy place. And Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that is in the basket by the door, the petach of the ohel moed, of the tent of meeting, tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall eat those things wherewith the atonement was made, to consecrate, to fill, and to sanctify, set apart them. But a stranger shall not eat thereof, because they are holy, they are set apart. With akluo tam asher kupar bahem, li male eta yadam, li kadesha otam, with Zar lo yokal ki kodesh heim. And if aught of the flesh of the consecrations, the fillings, or of the bread remain to the boker, to the morning, then thou shalt burn the remainder with fire, ba'esh, and it shall not be eaten, because it is holy, because it is set apart. Ve'im yewatera mi basara ha mi Elohim u'min ha lechem ad ha boker with sarafta eta ha notar eta ha notar ba'esh, the remainder, then thou shalt burn the remainder ba'esh in fire with sarafta, with sarafta eta ha notar ba'esh lo ye'akel ki yakodesh hu, because he it is set apart, and if aught of the flesh of the consecrations or of the bread remain to the bulk of the morning, then thou shalt burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten, because kodeshu, it is set apart. And thus, like this, shalt thou do to Aharon and to his sons, according to all that I have commanded thee. 7 days shalt thou consecrate them, 7 days thou shalt fill them, and thou shalt offer every day bullock for a chatat, a sin, an ukri offering for atonement. And thou shalt cleanse HaMizbeach, the altar, when thou hast made an atonement for it. And thou shalt anoint it and sanctify and set it apart. Ufar chatat ta'iseh la yom al ha-kipuri with chiteta al ha-mizbeach de kaperka alayo u ma shachita oto le kadisho. And thou shalt do a purification upon the altar when thou makest atonement for it, for thou shalt anoint it u ma shachita oto to sanctify it le kadisho. 7 days thou shalt make an atonement for HaMizbeach, for the altar, and sanctify it and set it apart. And it shall be an altar most holy. Whatsoever touches the altar shall be holy. Whatsoever touches the altar shall be set apart. Shiv'ata yamima tekavir ala ha-mizbeach. V'kidashta oto v'haya ha-mizbeach kodashim kol ha-nogea ba mizbeach yikadash. 7 days thou shalt make atonement for the altar and sanctify. Thus shall the altar be most holy with haya ha mizbeach kodesha kodashim, holy of holies, kodesha kodashim. Whatsoever touches the altar shall be holy. Kol ha nogea ba mizbeach
Yikadash. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad. Here we have the sixth and the seventh Aliyot right here to seal up the Torah reading. Stay tuned for the Haftarah, the prophet reading, and the New Covenant, Brit Chadash reading. Here, the sixth and seventh Aliyot right here. Here on the first day service, Melkam Ehud. Yom Rishon Tov. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gavio Yisrael, here, for the Sheishi Aliyah, here for the sixth reading, the sixth Aliyah, the sixth offering up, the sixth Aliyah, the sixth ascension, here for this Shabbat is Tzawe. Sabbath thou shalt command, thou male shalt command, Shabbat is Tzawe. Here, picking up from the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus. Here, from the Sefer Shemot, Exodus chapter 29, verse 38, for the sheshi aliyah, for the sixth reading, the sixth aliyah, the sixth up offering up, sixth ascension offering for this Shabbat, Shabbat Tetzaweh, Sabbath command, Sabbath thou, the I, male, shall command. V'zeh asher ta'isa al ha-mizbeach, k'vasim b'nei shana shenayim layom tamid. The continual burnt offering. Now this is that which thou shalt offer upon the altar, two lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. V'zeh asher ta'isa al ha-mizbeach, k'vasim b'nei shana shenayim layom tamid. Now this, v'zeh, with zeh, and this, with zeh, asher ta'isa. Now this, and this is that thou shalt offer, thou shalt do, with zeh, asher ta'isa, al ha-mizbeach. And this is that, that thou, that I shall do, shall offer, ta'isa al ha-mizbeach, upon the mizbeach, upon the altar. Kvasim, shene shana shenaim, two lambs. Kvasim, kabasim, 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 shene shana shenaim, two lambs of the first year. Layom tamid, for the day, daily, for the day, daily, continually, continually, tamid, layom tamid. Wizeh asher ta'isa al ha-mizbeach, kvasim shene shana shenaim, layom tamid. The one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning in the boker, and the other lamb thou that I shall offer at even, at evening. And with the one lamb, a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of an hin of beaten oil, and the fourth part of an hin of wine for a drink offering. And the other lamb thou shalt offer at even, at evening, and shalt do thereto according to the meat offering, according to the meal offering of the boker of the morning, and according to the drink offering thereof, for a sweet savor. An offering made by fire, an offering made by fire to Jehovah. Ukenisekaha ta'ise laha lireyach niyachoach ishe layahua. This shall be a continual, itinual burnt offering throughout your generations. The door of the tabernacle of the congregation before Jehovah, where I will meet you to speak there to thee. Ola ta tamid ale dorotekem petach. Ohela moeda lifnei Yehova asher iya wa aida lachem shama li daber eleka sham. It shall be a continual itinual burnt offering throughout your generations. Olat, olata tamid, a continual ola, continual ascension offering. Olata tamid ale dorotekem, 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 throughout dorotekem, y'all generation, generation, generation. Petach, 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 door, petach, at the door, petach, at the petach, petach, ohela moeda, lifnei Yehova, at the petach, at the door of the tent of meeting, petach, ohel moed, lifnei Yehova, before Jehovah, lifnei Yahuwah, lifnei Yahuwah, asher iya wa'eda lakem, where I will meet with you all, asher iwa'ed, asher iwa'eda lakem, shama veya, shama li daber eleka, sham, sham, to speak there to the
eye.
And there I will meet with the children of Israel, the children of Israel, the Bnei Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory.
Glory, glory.
We no adtiya shama livnei Israel. We nikdash. Bia kovodi. And there, I will meet with the children of Israel. And there, we no adti shama livnei Israel. And the tent shall be sanctified by my glory. We nikdash. Be kovodi. We nikdash. Be kovodi. Sanctified by kovodi, my glory. And I will sanctify the tabernacle, the congregation, the tent of meeting, and the altar, HaMizbeach. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me, in the priest's office. Ve'kidashti ya'etta ohela mo'ed. Ve'etta ha'mizbeach. Ve'etta Aharon. Ve'etta banayo. Ekadesha. Lichahen li, and I will sanctify the tent of meeting. I will sanctify the tent of meeting with kidashtia et ohel moed, and the altar with etahamizbeach. Aaron also and his sons will I sanctify. Ve'etta Aharona, ve'etta Banayo, ikadesh li kahen li, to minister to I in the priest's office, li kahen li. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will be their God, and will be their Elohim. Ve'shachantia b'toch b'nei Yisrael. Ve'hayiti lahem l'Elohim, and I will dwell, ve'shachanti b'toch, and I will dwell amongst Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, ve'hayiti lahem l'Elohim, and will be their Elohim, ve'hayiti lahem l'Elohim. And they shall know that I, Yahuwah Elohim, that I be he who be who he be the Elohim, that brought them forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, that I may dwell among them. I, he who be who he be their Elohim.
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 With Yad'u, the Yad'u, ki ani Yahuwah. Elohim asher hotzeiti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim li shakni b'tokam ani yowa Elohim. And they shall know v'yadu'u, and they shall know v'yadu'u ki ani Yehova Elohim. And they shall know that I be he who be who he be their Elohim. Ve'yad'u ki ani Elohim asher hotzeiti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim. That I be he who be who he be their Elohim. Who brought them forth out of the land of Mitzrayim. Ve'yad'u ki ani Yehovah Eloheihem asher hotzeiti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim, that I may dwell among them. Li shakhani b'tokam, that I may shakan li shakhani b'tokam ani Yehovah Eloheihem. I be he who be who he be. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevil Yisrael, hear, for the Shavi'i, for the Shavi'i, for the Shavi'i, here for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh up offering, the seventh Aliyah, ascension offering for this Shabbat, Shabbat is our Sabbath, thou, male, shall command. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus, Exodus chapter 30. The tabernacle, HaMishkan, the 18th item, the altar of incense, the altar of Aishans, the great worship chapter, the great worship chapter. Here, Shema Yisrael, here from the Sefer Shemot. Where Asita, Mizbeach, Miktar, Ketoreta, Itzeya Shittim, Ta'ese, Otto. And thou, the eye, shall make an altar to burn, incense, to burn aishens upon. Shittim, wood, shalt thou make it. The Asita Mizbeach Miktar Ketoreta Itse Shittim Ta'ise Oto with Asita, and the I male shall make with Asita Mizbeach an altar Miktar Ketoreta to burn Miktar Ketoret Ketoret Aishant Miktar Ketoret. It's a shittim of acacia wood, shittim wood. It's a shittim, acacia wood. Ta isse oto, thou shalt make it. Ta isse, the eye shall make oto, shall make it. A cubit shall be the length thereof, and a cubit the breadth thereof. Four square shall it be, and two cubits shall be the height thereof. The horns thereof shall be of the same, and thou, the eye, shalt overlay it with pure gold, the top thereof, and the sides thereof round about, and the horns thereof, and thou shalt make to it a crown of gold round about, and two golden rings shalt thou make to it under the crown of it, by the two corners thereof, upon the two sides of it shalt thou make. And they shall be for the places for the stays to bear it withal. And thou shalt make the stays shittim wood. It's a shittim of acacia wood. And overlay them with zahav, with gold. And thou shalt put it before the veil, that is, by the ark of the testimony, by the Aron ha'edut, before the mercy seat, that is, over the testimony where I will meet with thee, And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense, sweet aishens, every morning when he dresseth the lamps. He shall burn, aishens, incense upon it. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the maftir, hear for the maftir for this Shabbat, Shabbat is our Sabbath, thou, male, shall command. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 30, here at verse 8, for the maftir, for Shabbat is our. O ve ha'ilota ahironeta ha-nerota ven ha-arba'im. Yakatireina Kitoretta Tamid Lifne Yehowa Le Dorotekem. And when Aaron, when Aharon lighteth the lamps at even, at evening, he shall burn, incense, he shall burn aishens upon it. A perpetual incense, a perpetual aishens before Yahuwah, before Jehovah, throughout your generations. Uve ha'ilot, uve ha'ilot, uve ha'ilot, Aharon, etta ha'nerot, ben ha'arba'im. And when Aaron, when Aharon lighteth the lamps at dusk, at evening, uve ha'ilot, Aharon, et ha'nerot, ben ha'arba'im. He shall burn it. Yakatireina, a perpetual incense, Kitoretta Tamid, and always an itinual aishens, Kitoretta Tamid,
Lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah, Lifnei Yehovah, Lidorotekem, throughout your generations. Ye all shall offer no strange actions, no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meat offering, nor meal offering. Neither shall ye shall y'all pour drink offering thereon, neither shall y'all pour libations thereon. Lo ta'ilu alayowak etoreta zara. Ye y'all shall offer no strange zara actions thereon. Lo ta'ilu alayowa ketareta zara we ola, nor ola, nor burnt offering, nor ascension offering, vo ola u minaha, minka, or a minka, or a meal offering, we nesek, nor drink offering, nor libation offering, we neseka lo tisoku alayo there on. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonements. Once in the Shana, once in the year, shall he make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It's most holy to Jehovah. With Kiper Aharon Allah Kara Notayo Ahat Ba Shana Mi Dam Khatat Ha Kipuri Ahat Ba Shana Yi Khaper Alayo Li Dorotekem Odesha Kodashim Hu La Yahuwah. And Aaron shall make atonement upon the horns of it once in the year. V'chiper with kiper Aaron al karnotayo achata bashana, with the blood of the sin, the akri offering of atonement, midam. Chatat, ha kipurim, achata bashana, once in the year shall he make atonement for it. Yikapir alayo, throughout your generations, le dorotekem, it is most holy, kodesh kodashi, it is kodesh kodashi, it is holy of holies, Isla of Isla, set apart, kodesh kodashim hu, he, it is kodesh kodashi, kodesh kodashim hu, la Yahuwah, la Yahuwah, la Yahuwah, and he is here to fulfill the Torah Aliyot, the seven Aliyot for this Shabbat is our Sabbath. Thou command, thou male shall command. Kabur l'kalu, kabur dimtzu, kabur l'chaylu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power, kabur l'abinu, l'melkeinu, glory be to Einai Father, glory be to Einai King, kabur l'kedamawi, chay l'salasi, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, b'shem Yeshua, ha Moshiach, in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah, the Gitach Nabem and Hanatachin, the Jesus Christos.
Yes. Shalom, Chabarim. Yes, Shabua Tov. Here. First day service. Now, looking at some of the Amharic greetings for the first day, it's interesting. Melkam Ehud, it's the morning, the dawning, so there's a Tewat. Melkam Ehud, Tewat. Melkam Ehud. Melkam, good. Ehud, remember the Ehud and like Ahadu, signifying the first. So, one's the one who talk about Sunday and soul and soloma, you know, these kind of garbage. really, you know, we didn't equate, this was not the word. The word soul was not the word for sun, and we didn't call the first day Sunday. But the greetings right here in the Amharic is kind of interesting. Some of the Amharic greeting, the fuller greetings. Usually we just keep it like the Melkam Ehud here with the first day Rastafari, Ehud first day service, a.k.a. quote Sunday. Oh, today's daily psalm right here in the season's 25. But right here for this Shabbat Tetzaweh. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadash Aliyot.
Yes. So first day greeting, Melkam Ehud. It's in the dawning, you know, words sound in power. Morning, what do you mean by morning? Rather, it's the dawning. English is a very curious language, to say the least. But Melkam Ehud Tewat. Melkam Ehud Tewat, or some speakers of Amharic may say Melkam Ehud Tewat. Tewat. The Tewat or Tewat is the dawning right here. So in translation, maybe like good Sunday morning, or more directly, you know, good first day, you know, dawning. Good first day dawning. Melkam Ehud Tewat. Or to say good first day to you, where they would say good Sunday to you, first day. Melkam Eleta Senbet Lante. Senbet. Yeah, because, see, some say that there's the two Sabbaths that the Ethiopian Orthodox Church keep, like the seventh day and then also the first day. But as we study this, we get to recognize an ancient Yehudi and Judaic and Hebrew. The ancient tradition was that on the Shabbat day, ones would basically rest, would be in their, you know, in their gates and abide in their gates, or, you know, with the family, so forth and so on. And then after that day, the 12 hours of the day, would like ride up, ones will come out in the evening time. Remember, evening and morning, one day. So the evening after the day is, according to the Hebrew, the Torah, is the beginning of the next day. So this goes into like timekeeping. So the greeting after the Shabbat, so we met each other on the first day, right? We will often say, you know, a good Sabbath to you. You know, that the Sabbath, the previous seventh day, hopefully was good, so that, you know, the new set also will be good. So here's what's curious about the Ethiopian greeting. It actually enunciates on the first day, as the ancient Yehudi and Judahites and the Hebrews, the Israelites, would also faithfully do. There's the Greek ones, like a happy Shabbat, like Shabbat Shalom. We see one another on the first day. We say Shabbat Shalom. Hopefully your Shabbat was peaceful, and hopefully the Shabuah, the week, the 7 days to come, will be likewise. So good Sunday to you from the Amharic, right? Melkam, Eleta, Senbet, a beautifully good day of the Sabbath, Lante. If I'm speaking to a male, Leante, Lante. Speaking to a woman, Lanchi or Leanchi, you know, or to you all, Leenante. Good Sunday, first day to all. Melkam Eleta Senbet Lehulum. All, to all. I like to say all, in a sense, all of you, Hulachu. Or if one just chooses to say good first day, good Sunday to everyone. Melkam Ehud Lehulum. Lehulum. Hulu. Hulu. No, I'm not talking about the service they have out there. You know, could it be name and identity theft? In a sense, they have Hulu, but Hulu in Amharic means all, right? So a good first day, good Sunday to everyone. Melkam Ehud Le Hulum. Melkam Ehud Le Hulum. Just to give some of the greetings here, we'll go over it as we move forward. You know, but what do we say here on the first day after the Shabbat day? Traditionally, what is said right here is a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, five sutras we're bringing out from the Kedase, from the liturgies, the holy service right here, the first words on Sundays or the first day right here, here, here.
Sos enya be lete hud yemibal. Said on Sundays, the first day. Sidk enya sara. Senvetina yakabram sohulu sadikno. Wada ekaziavi heram lukota yegeba. Commitmentana yelayena yohona fetchmoibel. Sidkin yasara. Senvetin yakabram sohulu sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer, Ekaziaber Cha Rastafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath.
So right there, the first words that said on what's called Sundays, or the first day from the Kedase, from the Holy Liturgy, the Ethiopian, the Liturgy of His Divine Majesty, recalls even on the first day the keeping of the seventh day, because there's some things within that highland culture, the Israelites of Ethiopia, that ancient culture right there, that is so kind of deeply ingrained that many try to say, well, it means this, they do it like that. And even some of the people today may have lost that ancient Judeo-Coptic or Judeo-Christian root right here, that first in keeping, we could say, the Torah and the Old Testament covenant, Solomon, the Queen of Sheba, and those 12,000 right there. David had a son named Solomon. Solomon had a son named David that renewed the kingdom, right, of David in the tops of the mountain, Psalm 87, verse 4. Ethiopia, Cush, right, this man was born there. So some of these things are so ingrained within the culture, right, that you have to go to, well, what were the roots of the culture? And I think the first day, Baraka, the first day words right there, on the first day it's recalling, you know, blesses those who keep that seventh day. When we look at it as first day, second day, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, we come to the Shabbat day, and then we kind of renew that cycle, you know, so in keeping the Shabbat also ensures a good Shabua, or the, you know, Samint, the Senbet, metaphorically speaking, the seventh day and the Sabbath day and those 7 days to come. And we say the Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Ja. Pre-Kadasi as well, with the Hallelujah after the Senbet, Ethiopically referring to the Shabbat on the first day. This is what is said.
Yebelu Hizb, and the people shall say, Hallelujah. Be-Kadasi gize kamitmena nawogin wadabeta Christiana yekabaso binor kadusata metzayftin nabaya Saisama, Yek Rasu was a lotiskia fets emma by Tages, Kokur Banuma by Kevel, Kabeta Christian Yilei,
Ye ekziav harina hig afur swalina. Ye sgana ye nefsa fetari maleta ye sgana ye nefsa nugus bemihon besmayawi nugus feet mkomenemat alwalina. Hawariata besinodosacho indi bulo asa tamrona. Hallelujah. If there be any one of the faithful that hath entered the church at the time of the Kedase, at the time of the liturgy, and hath not heard the Holy Scriptures, and hath not waited until they finish the prayer of the Kedase, the prayer of the liturgy, and hath not received the Holy Communion, make him be driven out of the church, for he hath violated the law of Ekkesia Aviher, of the sustain of the good Father, Yahweh, and disdained to stand before the heavenly King, the King of the body and spirit. This the apostles have taught us in their canons.
So right there, the hallelujah there from the next part of the pre-Kedase, before the Kedase, the Holy Liturgy service of the first day, according to the Highland culture of our Ethiopian Hebrews, after the Senbet, the Shabbat. Those words there also kind of reinforce the ancient Judaic roots right there. But here, Boker Yom, the dawning, say the early morning, the dawning, Boker Yom Rishon, Yom Rishon, the Yom, the day, Rishon, first Tov. So our Hebrew greetings for the first day, Boker Yom Rishon Tov, Boker, the dawn. You know, the dawn, yom, the day, rishon, the first, tov, good. So a good first day dawning, good first day dawning, boker yom, rishon, tov. To you all, to say yom, rishon, tov, lakem, to all of y'all, to y'all. To all, we can say yom, rishon, tov. Le kulam, like all, or kulakem, all of y'all, kulam, to all, to everybody. Right here, make me ride up right here. We still have the Haftarah. We still have the prophet's reading, you know, as well as the Brit Chadasha, which is very good right here for this first day. Here on the first day service right here. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadasha Aliyot.
So here we begin with the Baraka, the blessing before the reading of the Haftarah, before the reading of the prophet's portion right here for the 20th sabbatical study.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher bachar b'nebiim tobim v'ratzach b'debreihem haneamarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher b'torah u'moshe abdo u'b'Israel ammo ubenebiei haemet watzelik. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 43, verses 10 to 27. That's in my arm, what will let me fetch a caduce? A hadum lak. Thou son of man, show the house to the house of Yisrael, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. And if they be ashamed of all that they have done, shew them form of the house, and the fashion thereof, and the going out thereof, and the coming in thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the laws thereof, and write it in their sight, that they may keep the whole form thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and do them. This is the law of the house upon the top of the mountain, the Tarara. The whole limit thereof round about shall be most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house. And these are the measures of the altar after the cubit. The cubit is a cubit in a hand breadth. Even the bottom shall be a cubit, in the breadth a cubit, in the border thereof, by the edge thereof, round about shall be a span. And this shall be the higher place of the altar. And from the bottom upon the ground, even to the lower settle, shall be 2 cubits, in the breadth 1 cubit. And from the lesser settle, even to the greater settle, shall be 4 cubits, in the breadth 1 cubit. So the altar shall be 4 cubits, and from the altar and upward shall be 4 horns. And the altar shall be 12 cubits long, 12 broad, square in the 4 squares thereof. And the settle shall be 14 cubits long and 14 broad in the 4 squares thereof. And the border about it shall be 1/2 cubit, and the bottom thereof shall be 1 cubit about, and his stairs shall look toward the east. And he said to me, Son of man, thus saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku, these are the ordinances of the altar in the day when they shall make it, to offer burnt offerings thereon, and to sprinkle blood thereon. And thou shalt give the priest, the Levites, that be of the seed of Zadok, which approach to me, to minister to me, saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku, a young bullock for a sin offering. And thou shalt take the blood thereof, and put it on the 4 horns of it, and on the 4 corners of the settle, and upon the border round about. Thus shalt thou cleanse and purge it. Thou shalt take the bullock also of the sin offering, and he shall burn it in the appointed place of the house without the sanctuary. And on the 2nd day thou shalt offer a kid of the goats without blemish for a sin offering, and they shall cleanse the altar as they did cleanse it with the bullock. When thou hast made an end of cleansing it, thou shalt offer a young bullock without blemish, and a ram out of the flock without blemish. And thou shalt offer them before Yahweh, lifne Yahweh, and the priest shall cast salt upon them, and they shall offer them up for a burnt offering to Yahweh. 7 days shalt thou prepare every day a goat for a sin offering. They shall also prepare a young bullock and a ram out of the flock without blemish. 7 days shall they purge the altar and purify it, and they shall consecrate themselves. And when these days are expired, it shall be that upon the 8th day and so forward, the priest shall make your burnt offerings upon the altar and your peace offerings, and I will accept you, saith the sovereign Yahweh. Amen. Moa and Bessa Zenegiri Yehuda Ja Rastafari Bessim Gitachim and Hanatachim Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. So right there, give thanks, Rastafari Ahad. Right there for the reading of Yechezkel, Ezekiel chapter 43, focus verses, verses 10 to 27. Stay tuned, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash, Aliyot.
So we had the Haftarah here coming forward, the Brit HaChadash, the new covenant referred to the New Testament from the Afro-Shemitic from the Hebrew as the Berit, Berit, covenant, Hadasha, new, or the sense of the renewed covenant. So we have the Epistle to the Hebrews, Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13, focus verses, verses 10 to 17. Epistle to the Hebrews coming forward, 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 chapter 13, focus verses 10 to 17, Chaberim. So here for Tetzaweh, this Torah portion, thou shalt command. We have, we touch on a summary, an overview, get in some of the Q&As, questions and answers, and some of the discussion points coming forward, forward, forward. The Tetzaweh study, thou shalt command, signifying here the ordination of the kahuna, the ordination of the kahuna, the priesthood. Significantly right here, we also have the holy menorah, the menorah or the lampstand. We touched on that a little bit earlier. Have to update, you know, in the reading. We was reading from the English and then the Hebrew, and we notice the dissonance, you know, between the English when it says, like, of the menorah, you know, his branch, his this, his that, and the Hebrew really refers to her. So there's a significant aspect there with the holy menorah or the lampstand. Then we also have the kaporet, the mercy seat. That's above the ark and between the two kirubim, the two kepraim. More on the mishkan, the mishkan. Mishkan, the dwelling place, also referred to as the sanctuary. Some of the themes here is on truth and the sacred, truth, reality, and the set apart, truth and the sacred. Also another key theme here for the Shabbat Tetzaweh, thou shalt command, the Kohanim, the priest, the Kahuna, priesthood, the Kohanim, the priest of his light, of his illumination. Another key theme here in Tetzaweh is shadows and substance. Shadows and substance. Do we know the difference between the shadow and that which projects a shadow and the substance? Shadows and substance. Another key theme here for Shabbat Tetzaweh at the 20th weekly Torah portion sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong, is Amalek. Amalek. The Amalek. Amalek. Right, and spiritual warfare. Amalek and spiritual warfare. It says in the scripts that we will have war against Amalek from generation to generation. Amalek was a descendant of Esau, of Esau, within the Purim and Megillat Esther narrative. We have the arch enemy Haman, who is also connected to the lineage of Amalek. So there's Amalek and spiritual warfare. Another key theme right here is King David, David HaMelech, David HaMelech and HaMishkan and the sanctuary. And a real, real big theme right here, the Tiferet, the Tifara. An attribute of the Tefari, the Tiferet, which is translated often as beauty, like the garments, you know, for glory, the Kavod, and for the Tifara, right? Tifara, the Tiferet, for beauty. So here, key theme, the beauty, the Tifara of Yahweh. So stay tuned, stay tuned. Chaberim, Chaberim, couple of three key themes right here, beginning off with the oil that is crushed, that is beaten for the light. And here, moving forward to the Brit Chadasha reading, first things first, right here, is the Baraka, the blessing before the reading of the word.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarit HaChadasha Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarit Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant reading for RSS number 20. Titzawe, you shall command. From the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 10 through 17. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, Ve'habin, Ve'ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Hebrews, chapter 13. Christian separation and worship. Verse 10, Yod. Verse 11, Yod Aleph. Verse 12, Yod Beit. Yesh lanu mizbeach asher ein lahem rishut limsharate hamishkan leakol me'alayu. Ki habehemot asher kubad daman bakodesh lekaparat haket. Al yedei hakohen hagadol guyotehen nisharfu mechutz lamachane ba'abor zot gam Yeshua unna mechutz la'shar lim'an kadesh et ha'am bedamo. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burnt without the camp. Wherefore, Yeshua, Jesus, also that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, to him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. The believer priest's sacrifice. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to Elohim continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, Elohim is well pleased. Kabur Lakalu, Kabur Ladimtu, Kabur Lakhailu, Kabur Lakeramawi, Khaile Salase, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Yes, 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 the sacrifices of praise. We have that brought out powerfully right here in Hebrews. Give thanks, Ross, I, and Tafar for the read right there, And here, giving thanks for the fulfillment here.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Yemesken. Jesus Christos,
Christos. And here we have today's daily psalm here, New Shabuah here. We have Psalm 25, interest. The daily psalm is Psalm 25, and the standing psalm, the evening psalm is Psalm 24. But right here, for today's daily psalm.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm 9 according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek.
Psalm 25.
Mizmor kafhe le David.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, my soul.
Elecha Adonai nafshi esra.
Oh my God,
Elohai, 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 Elohai.
I trust in thee, in thee, in thee, in thee.
Becha vatahti, 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 vatahti.
Let me not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed.
Al evoshal, 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 evoshal.
Let not mine enemies triumph over me, over me, over me, over me.
Al ya'letsu oyevayli, 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 oyevayli.
Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles, out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles,
out of all his
troubles. Psalm 25 here in the season for this February 25th. Interesting, according to royal order, we have right here Psalm 25 right here. We can basically say it's a blessed be the man.
Wanting, been wanting them from morning. Hear the voice of the Most High, Jireh, so far I call in.
Remember I tell ya, blessed is the man, blessed is the last year. Remember I tell ya, blessed is the man, blessed is the last year.
I see your stretched forth her hands and gave us the Redeemer of all man, defender of the faith, and Ethiopian is the captain, the chief field marshal, sergeant. Bowing at his feet, 72 nation, Rasmacon and Ross Crown conquering lion. A barber and I, father of Africans, with Empress Menenai stand at his right hand. Meanwhile, in a Jamaica land, holy for trial and tribulation, chastisement was upon all African, but some man did they kill all Rastaman. What kind of Selassie that to do what call fun? Trim them and bring the whole of them a station. Never in the name of my King of England will I ever live to see the Rastaman redemption. But when the 2-6 clash, that's when the plane land. King of all kings touched down in Kingston. Could you believe? So said, so done. Buster man, she blind, couldn't see when the king come. Some of them deaf and missing, some of them dumb. When they rise up against a little of the kingdom. You politician with your evil agenda. Anyhow, you did just remember I. Blessed is the man that walk it nothing. At the council of the vagabond them. Still have to say for that shit put the fire upon them. Lava splash, lightning flash, thunder crash upon them. Queen Elizabeth and them are planning from when I said Jamaica. Prison we are drop it upon them. Coffee with prison yard man a pack it from when. Tell Cameron so that is not a problem. Poor Francis and all them Vatican friends. I fought with two of us, I put the track in upon them. I check with schedule and them a map it from when. Through the power of the Trinity we slap it upon them. Still I see I are God and we are God's children. Eventually we grow to be God's children. We have to go and do the works we still have to intend. Empress Menen, she had the strength for women. Divine feminine, that a the vibe where she bring. When sex matter thing, she destroy everything. Yet still in the womb, life is within. She had the melanin and carbon light in my skin. Highly still have to slug all of with the sling. Mussolini foot get tied up with the string. Them sitting here require me to sing. Now follow all them evil agenda. Beg you to remember, I
okay, building a holy place, but attention to detail. Let's study right here, here, here. Look at Raymond word.
It is true.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them, and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, 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 evermore.
Stay tuned for today's lesson on the true good news of His Imperial Majesty's Christ, the Messiah, Yahushua, as proclaimed and taught by our brother, Wenden Yadon. a.k.a. Ras Iodonis Tafari, of the Lion of Judah Society. Now grab your pen, paper, and sacred scripture, the Holy Bible, and prepare to hear some of the most dynamic truth ever to hit the shores of North America since the lost black sheep of the house of Israel were sold into slavery circa 1530 AD. Pay attention, because that's the price of the truth.
Yes, 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 1531 the dates, and 1619, you know, the fullness of times. Right here, Test Power, some Q&A, some basic questions here for this 20th sabbatical study.
Yeah. Yes, 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 Shavuot Tov, Melakam Ehud. Blessed, beautifully good first day of the seven right here. Here we have some basic questions for this Shabbat. Previous Shabbat, the 20th sabbatical study, we have some basic questions, 14 basic questions. So here in the deeper study of HaTorah, like for example, we study the materials, the metals. Particularly interesting is the theme of the menorah, studying light and electromagnetism, the spectrum, in order to fully be able to understand, get a good standing and an understanding, come to overstanding right here. Studying the materials, the gems, the jewels, all of that, you know, in real time, real science, real knowledge of these things right here, here, here. And then we can see the Ivine and the higher mind origin of this scripts and the scripts right here, HaTorah. So here, some basic questions here for Shabbat. Tetzaveh, thou, male, shall command. From Exodus chapter 27, verse 20, to Exodus chapter 30, verse 10. Basic questions, some BQs right here, basic questions. Question number one, what type of oil, or in the Hebrew, shemen, oil, what type of oil, or what type of shemen, was used to light ha-menorah in the tabernacle? What type of shemen? Here the script says clear, pure oil olive. Or in the Hebrew, is brought out as shemen zayit zak. Shemen zayit zak. Clear, pure oil olive or olive oil, which came from the first drops. According to the tribe tradition, this idea would come from the first drop that was squeezed from the olive. The rest of the oil, the rest of the drops will be used for other things. So that pure, right, that pure oil, olive or olive oil, clear, pure olive oil. Let's just get the scripts right here, here, here. Where's that sword? Give me one moment right here, here, here. One drop. Give us the teaching. So here. Yes, here. So we want to get the scripts, the hard copy right here. Picking off Exodus chapter 27, chapter 27 to 20th verse, where it says, Wa'ata tetzaweh et b'nei Yisrael v'yikachu eleika shemen zayit zak. Katit la maor leha alote tir. Le ha alo te. Hold on for a moment. Let me get this straightened out right here. I'm reading it on the side right here. Let's come again. Come again. Le ha elo ha elot. Le ha elot. Okay, the Hebrew letters are really close right here. Yeah, ha elot near. There we go. Le ha elot near tami. Ani ay le achazo. Repeat. Weata and the I. Weata titzawe and the I male. Ata the pronoun you male. Weata titzawe and the I male. Titzawe shall tzawa command titzawe. Et b'nei the sons, the b'nei Yisrael, the sons of Israel. We yikohu that they take and they take yikohu. We yikohu and they take eleka to the I shemen. Shemen, the oil, zayit, olive, zak, pure. The oil, olive, pure. Katit, sense of beaten or like squeeze. Katit, la maor, maor. In Hebrew, the word or, one of the words for light or in some form, but maor, or is light, maor. Ma'or, for illumination or for the light, for the illumination. La ma'or, le ha'alot, ha'alot, Allah, to go up, to ascend. Near is like a lamp. Tamid, continually. So here it's saying that this shemen, this oil, zayit, olive, Zak, pure, katit, beaten or squeezed, lama or for the illumination, le ha elot, to cause to go up, le ha elot, to ascend near a lamp, tamid, continually, just to bring this out right here, thou shalt command. So the olives were pounded in a mortar, and that first flow, the first flow of oil, the first flow of the shemen was of the purest quality. The oil then obtained by grinding the olives in a mill. This was fit for the use with like the meal, the minka, the meal offerings. Lama or, for the light, for the illumination, to keep the lamp in the sanctuary, the menorah, burning every night, to cause a lamp to burn, liha elot nir, to cause a lamp to ascend. In the Hebrew, the direct sense is to go up, to cause to go up a lamp, liha elot nir. The lamp had to be so lit, to keep it lit, that the flame ascended. Some say ascended even like by itself, ascended. Now continually, the tamid is a sense of continually or regularly. So night after night, this had to be done in the evening. The central light, in the Hebrew, the central light, okay, here this might help explain even the Hebrew instruction when we have a good construction, a good idea, the pattern. So we look at the pattern of what's known as the Hebrew snowflake, so to speak, or the Magen David, some say the six-pointed star. We have the six points in the triangles when looking at the Star of David, as it's called, would correspond to the six lamps. And the center part, right, that's the seventh lamp. And this is what, from many of the studies, is being brought out here from the Hebrew, La Maor Le Hailot Nir Tami, to cause to light a near, to cause to ascend a near. So that central light, that center, the seventh in the center, as the description of the menorah says, and there'll be three branches on this side and three on that side. So we look at what's known as the Magen David, the Hebrew snowflake, so to speak, or the six-pointed star, the Merkabah, as some might refer to that particular geometric shape. We have the six points for the three branches on this side and the three branches on that side. And in the center, we have the center branch or the center. This is what's being spoken of right here, where it says La Maor, Lehailot near, Lehailot near, to cause a near, a lamp, one of the lamps, to ascend. That central light was to burn continually. And from it, the others, the three on this side and the three on that side, the other six, were kindled each evening. Even some say that it was that these were to be pointed, right, towards the center. But as it would burn through the night, the next day there'll be soot and, you know, build up, so it'll be clean. That would be the role of the priest, to clean, right, to clean off all the soot so the light can give a pure, you know, shemen zayit zak. So what type of oil, what type of shemen was used, la maor, to light ha menorah in the tabernacle? It was shemen zayit zak that came from the first drop, or the katit, beaten in the sense of squeeze, that was squeezed from the olive, and the rest of the shemen, the oil, was used for other things and other purposes. Question number two right here for this Shabbat, this 20th sabbatical study, RSS, Shabbat Tetzaweh. Question number two, who were ha-kohanim? Who were the kohanim? Who were ha-kohanim? The priest. Aharon, Aaron, and his descendants, Aaron, right, or not Aaron, but Aharon, because Aaron is Ark, and Aharon is the man, Aaron, right? Aharon u'banayo, u'banav, and his sons and descendants. Namely, we have Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar. Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar, or Itamar, if you please, but it's actually Itamar. Question three here. What are the three classes of Yisraeli, of Israelites? What are the three classes of the Yisraelim, of Israelites? What are the three classes? One, you have the Kohanim. The Kohanim are the priests. Secondarily, you have the Lewim, the Levites. And then you have, thirdly, the Yisraelim. Yisraelim, the Israelites. Yisraelim, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the rank and file Israelites. So the three classes, right, of Israelites, Yisraelim, is the Kohanim, the priests, the Lewim, the Levites. Remember the principle that all the Kohanim are Lewim, but not all of the Lewim, the Levites, are Kohanim, only the sons of Aharon, of Aaron. So the three classes, you have the Kohanim, the priests, the Lewim, the Levites, and the Yisraelim, the rank and file Israelites. Only Ha-Kohanim are physical descendants of Aharon, assigned the priestly duties according to the narrative here, the direction, instruction in Ha-Torah. It's only the descendants of Aharon who are the Kohanim, and they are assigned the priestly duties of offering the korban, from karab, to draw near. So only they can take the offerings of the Yisraelim, the Israelites, and come near to the holy places, to the Mizbeach, to the Ohel, to the tent, and to offer on behalf of the Israelites. The other descendants of Lewi, of Levi, were assigned roles. They had different roles and responsibilities to assist in the maintenance of HaMishkan. Now, sometimes the tabernacle is referred to as the tabernacle. Literally, it's the tent. Sometimes it's known as the mikdash, the holy place. And from Yahweh Eloheinu's perspective, Jehovah's perspective, it's the mishkan, place under Shakan, a dwelling place. So the other descendants of Lewi, who were not descendants of Aaron, were assigned roles to assist in the maintenance of the Mishkan, such as carrying various vessels, assembling it when Jehovah moved the camp, and so on. Now, what's interesting is that as we come to the time of David also assigns roles for the Levites, which is very interesting, you know, which continue on into even the Brit Hadashah, you know, the New Testament times as well, where he assigned roles. And one of the roles later on of the Levites were as like singers and players, you know, of instruments as well. musically, keeping it Levitical. Now, HaKohanim, the priests then, are a subset of the tribe of Lewi, of Levi. Thus, like this, while every Levite, right, is an Israelite, a descendant of the patriarch Yisrael, not every Levite, descendant of Lewi, of Levi, is a Kohen. Only the descendants of Aharon, of Aaron, are. Question 4. Why were, quote, holy garments, end quote, to be made for HaKohanim? Why were what is called the holy set-apart garments made for HaKohanim? According to Exodus chapter 28, verse 2, it says, for glory and beauty. For glory and beauty. Now here, we're going to go into the Hebrew right here, but just this little audible right here. Wahu haya, wahu hoveh, wahu yehyeh, he who was, he who is, he who is the one to come right here. And the Tiferet. That is to say, Wahu, Wahu is modern Hebrew speech, Vahu, Vahu Haya, Vahu Hoveh, Vahu Yihyeh Betiferah, more of the Afro-Shemitic pointing, Wahu, Wah and Hu, and He Haya, and He was, Wahu Haya, and He was, Wahu Hoveh, 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 and He who be, presently, He who be, Wahu, and He, Yihyeh, Yihyeh, He who will be. This corresponds to like the Yahweh, and Yahweh, right? Bringing out that context of the Hebrew and the inner meanings of the name. He who was, he who is, he who is to come. The Tiferah. Tiferah. The Hebrew Tafari. Tiferah. Tiferah. So here in Exodus chapter 28, verse 2, it says, Ve'asita Vigdei Kodesh le'Aharon achika le'kavod u'le tifaret. So here it says, and thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother. With an osita, osita, speaking to a man. With osita, and the I make. With osita, big day, garments of. Big day Kodesh, modern Hebrew, Big day Kodesh, ancient Afro-Shemitic pointing, big day Kodesh, garments of Kodesh, of set apartness, Le'Aharon, for Aaron, Achika, Achika, thy ach, thy brother, Le'Aharon, Achita, Le'Kabod, Kabod, Kabod, for gravitas, for glory, kavod, modern Hebrew, kavod, kavod, le-kavod, le-kavod, kavod, u-an, le-tif-aret, tifaret, tifaret, for glory and beauty, for glory and beauty. Now, when we look at the Kabbalistic tree of life, the Eitz Ha-Chaim, we have the Tiferah, right, the cipher there. But just to bring this out right here, 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 sometimes it's even translated as for like honor and glory, for a type of glory that's a beauty. These vestments corresponded for splendor and for beauty, le kavod u le tifaret, right, for splendor and for beauty. These vestments, the bigdei kodesh, the garments of set apartness, these vestments correspond to the royal garments of a king. So when we even see Garmawi, Negus, Neges, and Imperial Magic, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, we see him even with those particular robes and how those robes are cut. You know, they are reminiscent of the Big Day Kodesh, the Big Day Kodesh, the garments of set apartness or the holy garments, Likabod, Ulitifaret, for splendor and beauty. So these vestments correspond to the royal garments of a melech, of a negus, even negus and neges. And these garments raise the wearer above the rest of Amo, above the rest of the people, Amo Yisrael, in dignity. Garments that gave to Aharon the beauty and dignity by which he was distinguished. He stood out. He was distinguished from the rest of his brethren. The garments were for the honor of Ha'ilehim, of the Almighty, and for the Kohen Gadol, the big priest, the high priest's glory, the high priest's glory. So they were for Kabod, for that honor, Ul-Letif-Eret, Tiferet, Tefara, and for glory to inspire Amo, the people, with awe, with that awe. So the garments are also a key study and a theme right here. So why were holy garments to be made for HaKohanim? Exodus 28:2, for glory, Likavod, Ul-Letiferet, and for beauty. Question 5. What special clothes did the Kohen Gadol, did the big priest, the high priest, Kohen Gadol, did he wear? One, we have the ephod. What is the ephod? The ephod is an apron-like garment that's tied in the front. Secondarily, we have the choshen. The choshen, what is the choshen? The choshen is a breastplate that contains 12 precious stones and gems inscribed with the names or the shemot. In the Hebrew, Exodus is known as the Sefer Shemot, the cipher of the names, the book of the names, with the names of the 12 tribes of Yisrael. And a ma'il, a robe of blue wool with golden bells and decorative pomegranates on its hem. And the tzitz, what is the tzitz? The tzitz is a golden headband bearing the inscription, Kodesh LaYahuwah, holiness or holy, set apart to he who be who he be. Question 6 here for Shabbat Tetzaveh, thou shalt command. Question 6, what was in the Kohanim's, the priest's clothing, which ordinarily may not be worn? Again, what was in HaKohanim, the priest's clothing, the Hebrew, the Israelite priest's clothing, that ordinarily may not be worn? We have the Sha'atnez. What is Sha'atnez? Sha'atnez, it's a fabric made of wool mixed with linen. Sha'atnez, a fabric made of wool mixed with linen. Sha'atnez is prohibited in Leviticus 19:19 and in Deuteronomy 22:11. Again, Sha'atnez, a fabric that's mixed, a mixed fabric of wool and linen, is prohibited in Leviticus 19:19 and Deuteronomy 22:1. The kutonet, what is the kutonet? The kutonet is a tunic or like an inner shirt. Kutonet, an inner shirt or a tunic of HaKohanim, contain sha'atnez. It contained that mixture of wool and linen, Right here. Yes, I get ready. We have about a little more than an hour or so, but hopefully we can share some of the pre, like Purim reasoning, get through these basic questions. He who was, he who be, he who will be in glory. Betifara. Yes, right. So here. Question seven. How were HaKohanim consecrated for their service, their avoda, modern Hebrew avoda, ancient pointing avoda, 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 avoda is the service, right? Avoda, right? How were HaKohanim, the priests, consecrated for their avoda, for their service? Well, they washed, dressed in the holy garments, the Bigdei Kodesh, and they were mashach. They were anointed with the shemen, with the oil on their forehead. So how were HaKohanim consecrated for their service, their avoda? They wash, they bathe, they dress in holy garments, and were anointed with oil on their foreheads. Question eight right here. What is the name of the daily sacrifice, and what was required? What was the name of the daily sacrifice, and what was required? The name of the daily sacrifice was known as the Korban Tamid. Remember the word Tamid, continually, where it says, La Maor Le Ha'elot Nir Tamid, for a lamp, right, to light, for a lamb to light, you know, to ascend continually. So the Tamid, always or continually, the Korban. Korban is an offering. You find in the New Testament under C-O-R-B-A-N. It's like the drink, that drink, Korban. C-O-R-B-A-N, that's another thing there, the drink. But just the same word, it comes from the same root idea, like of something brought near. The sense is like an offering. So the Korban Tamid, the continual offering, which was the sacrifice of a yearling lamb every morning and afternoon upon HaMizbeach, upon the altar. In addition to that, plus that, a bread and wine offering were required. So that key, you could say communion meal, the bread and the wine. In addition to the sacrifice of the yearling lamb every morning and afternoon upon the altar, there was the additional bread and wine offering that was required according to Exodus 29, verses 38 to 42. So we have the lamb, the bread, and the wine were required daily. The lamb, the bread, and the wine required daily. Here, question number nine for this 20th sabbatical study, Rastafari sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong Tetzaweh. Here, the ninth question, how often was incense or aishens, how often was aishens to be burned upon HaMizbeach, the altar, in the holy place, in the Kodesh? How often was aishens, incense, to be burned? Twice each day, two times a day, twice each day in the morning and evening. And this is during the time of HaMenorah, the time when the menorah was tended to, when the menorah, when she was serviced, when she was tended to, HaMenorah. So aishens was burned twice each day in the shacharit, the morning, and in the Ereb, in the evening, during the time, the Iowa, when the menorah was tended and was serviced. Question number 10, right here, Shabbat Tetzaweh, 10th question. Later in HaTorah, two of Aharon's sons were killed by Ha'elohim, by the Elohim, for taking, quote, strange fire, end quote, into the sanctuary, the Mishkan. Which sons were not killed? The sons who were not killed were Eleazar and Itamar. Question 11 right here. What was attached to the hem of the robe of the Kohen Gadol, of the high priest, the Lika Kahinat? And what was its purpose? The golden bells to make a sound when he goes in and out of the Kodesh, of the holy place, Lifnei Yahuwah, before the presence of he who be who he be, that he die not. The script says that he die not. The bells were also a warning, 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 warning to Ha'am, to Amo Yisrael, to the people of Israel, that the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, the big priest, was performing his duties. Question 12. What was engraved on the golden plate? The golden plate, the head plate, the seats. What was engraved and attached to the Kohen Gadol's, to his turban? Holiness to the Lord, or in the Hebrew, Kodesh LaYahuwah. Kodesh LaYahuwah. It was called seats, because a cord of tekelet is blue, tekelet. It was called seats because a cord of tekelet held it in place. So this was like the forehead mitre, you know, this golden plate that had inscribed Kodesh LaYahuwah, holiness or set apart to he who be who he be. Question number 13, Chaberim. The breastplate, known in Hebrew as the Choshen. The Choshen, the breastplate, is called the breastplate of what? It's called the breastplate of judgment, or the Choshen HaMishpat. The Choshen HaMishpat, the breastplate of judgment. The priest, the Kohen, would represent the judgment of the people over his heart. So the idea here is that the breastplate, the Choshen, better known as the Choshen HaMishpat, the breastplate of judgment, the priest would wear this because the priest would represent the judgment of the people over his heart, heart to cup. Question 14, Chaberim. What was done with Hadam, the Dam, the blood? What was done with the blood of the Ram? Of the Ram, of the Ram of ordination, Hadam, the blood, was placed on the right earlobe, the right thumb, and the big toe of the right foot of Ha Kohanim, of the priest. So here, some basic questions, hopefully we have time to build on some of these basic questions, but basic questions for Tetzaweh. Yes, I.
Here, Psalm 25, first day, got a couple more discussion themes and topics. Stay tuned, but today's daily psalm. Here, Psalm 25, Dub Wise, on Dennis Brown, God Bless My Soul, Dub.
That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Ungodly. And also, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Psalm 25.
Mizmor kafhe le David. Le David. Le David. Le David. Le David. Le David.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. My soul, my soul, my soul, my soul.
God!
Elecha Adonai nafshi esra.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Elohai, 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 Elohai.
I trust in thee,
Becha vatahti, 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 vatahti.
Let me not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed.
Al evoshal, 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 evoshal.
Let not mine enemies triumph over me, over me.
Al ya'alitsu oyevai li.
Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pains, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles, out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles,
out of all his troubles.
Here, here, on the outro, some discussion topics here from this Torah reading and feeding.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai
So come, make I and I reason right here, here, here. Yes, I. So some discussion topics right here. I have about 12. We're going to go through a few of them. Give some time right here, here, here on the outro for the Shabbat Zakor, before the Purim, you know, before the time of Purim. Right, and Purim is a sign that Pesach, Fasica, is coming forward. I think two weeks, no more than a month, yeah. But right here, 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 Tetzaweh. Come, make a reason. Some discussion topics from this 20th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. First item of discussion, this topic, the commandment. The commandment to keep the lamp of the menorah, the lampstand, falsely, let's just note this right here, often is falsely called candlestick in translation. You know, it's amazing the cognitive dissonance that in these times of the Gentiles we've gotten used to. You know, we're reading about something that requires oil, but we're calling it a, like the candlesticks. You know, it's a lampstand. It's a lampstand. Just to bring that out right there, there, there. Yes, Rastafari right here for the first day service right here. So the commandment to keep
the lamp of the menorah, the lampstand, burning at all times is called near tamid, near, put an accent on it, near tamid, without an accent, near tamid, the near lamp, tamid, continual, the continual lamp, or an eternal lamp, sometimes interpreted as an eternal lamp. Now, in many gathering places, the Hebrew, Judaic churches, or the synagogues, the gatherings today, a ritual light is called the Ner Tamid. It is set above the Aron. It is set above the Ark. So this is also a very interesting connection with the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. You know, Beta Israel of Ethiopia and the connection with Ethiopia there because of the Ark and the significance of the Ark. This will bring out, this study here will bring out why the Ark, you know, is very significant, you know, to even the children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? It's because of these principles that come out of the practice of Torah, right? So in many of the Hebrew Judaic churches, synagogues, the gathering together today, a ritual light called the Ner Tamid is set above Ha'aron, the Ark, where the scrolls are stored. So in most of the Judaic gathering places, churches are called synagogues, Knesset in the Hebrew, or the Kehila, that's a term that's used. Actually, the same term for church is what's used of the tabernacle in the wilderness in the Hebrew, right? Just to get it out of these Gentile terms. But the Aron in the Mikorah, the synagogue, the Moed, is where the scrolls are stored, right? Where the scrolls, the Torah scrolls and the other scrolls are stored to symbolize the presence, the face, the perception of Ha'ilahim, of the Elohim. So let's discuss the idea. This idea, they will put it as every Jew must light the Ner Tamid in his or her own heart, right? We will say that every Israelite must light the Ner Tamid in his or her own heart. So let's discuss the idea of each of I and I must light that Ner Tamid, that continual, that always light, that always lamp in I and I hearts. Come, make we reason. Let's discuss discussion topic number two. In most of the Moed, in the Psalms, don't remember the number of the psalm right now, but there is in the Old Testament, talk about the synagogues, they burned the synagogues of the land. And the word for synagogue there that's translated from the Hebrew is Moed. The tabernacle is known as the Ohel Moed, the tent of the meeting, the tent of the congregation. So in most of the Moedim, the synagogues, it is customary to, quote, dress, end quote, HaTorah. So among the Yehudim, it is often customary to dress the Torah scroll, to dress the scroll of HaTorah in a manner that is very much similar to that of the garments of the Kohen Gadol, of the high priest, of the Ohel Moed, of the tent of meeting, or the tabernacle. There is a Torah crown. There's a crown on HaTorah. There's a Torah crown. There is a pomegranate robe. There is a breastplate. There is a yad in Hebrew is finger, or it's actually yad in Hebrew is like the hand, but in this sense, the yad is like a pointer, like a Torah scroll pointer that has like a finger at the point. A yad, a pointer, and wazetarefa, etc., etc. These are common Torah ornaments. So in most of the synagogues, it's customary to dress the HaTorah, the Torah scroll, in a manner similar to that of the garments of the high priest of the tabernacle, namely for Torah crown, a pomegranate robe, a breastplate, a yad, a pointer, etc. These are common Torah ornaments. Now, in what ways do you think that HaTorah, that the Torah, the direction instructions, has replaced the idea of the priest of HaKohen in Yehudi and Jewish and Judaic thinking, right? In what ways do you think that, to say the Torah, let's just expand it because we have Torah even in the New Covenant, right? The Bible, the Scriptures, has replaced the idea of the priest in Yehudi thinking. Come, 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 make a reason. Make a reason. Just a couple more right here before we ride up with the Purim, pre-Purim reasonment. The high priest, the Kohen Gadol's Choshen, breastplate, it contained a pouch holding two special gemstones called the Urim U'Tumim. Urim U'Tumim or Urim V'Tumim. The Urim and the Tumim. Usually, the Urim and the Tumim is usually translated as lights and perfections. Lights and perfections. The Urim and Tumim. Now, according to the Targum Yonatan, right, when a matter was brought to the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, for settlement, he would sometimes hold the Urim before HaMenorah, before the lampstand, and HaShekinah, the Shekinah, which is thought to be like the divine presence of He Who Be Who He Be, would irradiate various letters that were inscribed on HaHoshen, on the breastplate, to reveal the will of Ha'ilahim, of the Elohim. Do you think this is a form of divinely sanctioned divination? So the question is, do you think this is a form of divinely sanctioned divination, Hebraic divination? Why, right, or why not? Lama, v'lo lama, like why or why not? Come, 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 make we reason. According to Chadashim, slicker, Chasidim, the Chasidim, Chesed is the word for mercy, one of the attributes of He Who Be Who He Be, Who He Be the merciful one, Chesed, often translates loving kindness. But then one who is a Chasid is like a pious one, or one who has received like the undeserved merit or favor. So according to the Chasidim, the tabernacle is a metaphor for attaining personal inner sanctity. So according to the Chasidim, the tabernacle is a metaphor or an allegory, so to speak, for attaining personal and inner sanctity in the innermost of the innocence. The detailed building instructions point to the soul, the nefesh, the psyche, the soul building project. The nir tamid, the continual lamp, points to the need for the soul's illumination, for the nefesh, for the psyche, the soul's, for her illumination, for her enlightenment. The garments of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, the big priest, point to particular areas where we need to exercise sanctity or set apartness. For example, the turban represents the calling for right thinking. Shifting the metaphor, when we shift the metaphor or the allegory, he'aron, the aron, the ark, the tabot, it represents the brain. The kirubim, the kepraim, the cherubim represent ha'ilahim, the Elohim's still small voice. Thank you. The menorah, ha-menorah represents the eyes. The menorah represents the eyes, the lampstand. The table, the shulchan, represents the mouth. The table, the shewbread, representing the mouth. The altar, ha-mizbeach, of aishens, of incense, represents the nose. The altar of aishens, the golden altar, the one that's inside the tent. The laver, right, at the gates, right, represents at the opening, before the opening of the tent, the laver or the wash basin represents the hands. The mizbeach or the other altar, the copper, the brazen altar in the outer court represents the stomach. Come, 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 may we reason. Let's reason and let's discuss the merit of this analogy. What is the merit of this analogy, this allegory, this metaphor? So according to Einai the Hasidim, even a Rastafari Hasid, Hasidim. The tabernacle is a metaphor, an allegory, a word picture, an object lesson according to the tabnik, the pattern, for attaining personal inner sanctity or personal inner set apartness. Here, here, here. Let's go forward, forward. Topic of discussion number five, olives, zayit, zaitim. They were intended to be katit lama'or, to be squeezed or beaten, right, for illumination, katit lama'or. Now, the Yisrael, the Beta Israel people, are compared to an olive tree. The Bayit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the Beta Israel, I and I at home and abroad, are compared to an olive tree because they and we yield their oil, the shemen here representing, right, virtue, only when crushed, only when beaten, only when squeezed, only when, as we say, what? Pressed, right? Only when crushed, only when pressed. So come, let's discuss, make I and I reason on how affliction can be a means, a way and a means of yielding a testimony, a witness for the light, for the illumination of your life, of your liberty. Come, make I and I reason. The sixth topic of discussion from the 20th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Tetzaweh, Senbet is a zacho, Sabbath command them. Hailahim, Exiav, the sustainer, the Elohim spent a lot of time, don't you think, discussing the garments of the priests, of HaKohanim. The garments were intended for Likavod u litifaret, for glory, kabod, and for tifaret, for tafara, teferi, tifaret, for beauty, and to the wise in heart, heartically wise, for sanctity or for set apartness, as we have in Exodus chapter 28, verses 2 to 3, verses 2 to 3. So we touched on verse 2 here from Exodus chapter 28. Let's get to 2 and 3 just to bring out this idea. Verse 2, chapter 28, Exodus 28, Hebraically. Ve'asita bigdeya kodesha le'ahirona achika le'kabod u'le'tiferet. Ve'ata te'dabira illa kol hakmei leib asher Mia leitio ruach hakma we asua eta bigdeya arona le kadisho le kahino li. So here these two verses, verse 2, and thou shalt make holy garments, bigdei kodesh, set apart garments for Aharon achika, thy brother, le kabod ulitiferet, for splendor and beauty. Verse 3, Ve'ata, and the eye male, and you, the eye male, speaking to a male, Ve'ata, Ve'ata, Tedabir, the eye shall dabir, shall speak, Ve'ata, Tedabir, illa kol hakmei leib, thou shall speak to call all hakmei, wise of hakmei, wise of leib, wise of heart, hakmei leib. Wa'ata tedabir il kol lachakmei leib. Asher mieletio ruach hakma, whom I have filled, asher, that which who, mieletio, mieletiv, asher mieletiv, asher mieletio, who I have filled, miletio, ruach, the spirit, the irid, chakma, who have filled with the ruach chakma, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of wiseness. We asu eta bigdei aharon, And they shall make Aaron's garments with asu, and they to make eta bigdei, the bigdei, the garments of Aharon, of Aaron, lik adisho, to sanctify him, or bring out the Hebrew sense of lik adisho, to set him apart, lik adisho, li. Kahino li, le kahino, that he may, now get this here, we have the word for priest is kahin, right, or kohain in the Hebrew, Ethiopic, kahin, right, here we have le kahino li, that he may kahino for me, that he may priest for me, right, le kahino li, that he may priest for me. Or as the King James and other versions in English says, that he may minister to me in the priest's office. So for these two words, they have that he may minister to me in the priest's office. In the Hebrew, we have li kahino, right? That he may kahino, serve as priest, li, for me. So here, it speaks about the wise, right? So for topic of discussion number 6 here for Titzaweh, we find that that the Elohim spent a lot of time discussing the garments of the priests. The garments were intended for kabod ulitiferet, for glory and beauty, and to the chakmei leib, to the wise of heart, heartically wise, lik adisho, for setting apart, according to Exodus chapter 28, verses 2 to 3. So, question, the reasonment. How important is appearance in your life, in your liberty? How important is appearance in your life and in your liberty? Topic of discussion number 6 regarding the garments and how much time Josh spent on that for glory and beauty. Wise of heart, we know that's for setting apart. Take the example we gave earlier of the garments, the coronation garments of His Majesty, and the connection with the garments of the priests. Right? As it says, for splendor and beauty, these vestments correspond to the royal garments of a melech, of a king, a negus, even a negus and a guest, and it raises the wearer above the rest of Amo, of the people, in dignity. Garments that gave to Aharon beauty and dignity. And by which he was distinguished from the rest of his brethren. The garments were for the honor, le kavod of Elohim, and for the Kohen Gadol, for the high priestess, Tefara, right, his glory, to inspire Ha'am, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, with awe, with reverence. Topic of discussion number 7, right here. The role of HaKohen, Hebraic for priest, the Kohen, Le Kahino Li Kohen. The role of the priest was to bring the people closer to Ha'ilahim, to the Elohim. The word korban, the word korban, that's often interpreted as sacrifice, but more Hebraically, in the Afro-Shemitic sense, from Arab, to draw near, to bring near, like an offering brought near. The word korban, offering brought near, or commonly called sacrifice, means being brought near, karob. Aaron wore the breastplate of judgment, the Hoshein HaMishpat, over his heart, heartically, in Exodus chapter 28, verse 30. As a token, as a sign of the weight, right? The weight, the kabod, the heaviness, the gravity, the weight of Amo, of the people's sufferation, their suffering. His role, the high priest, the first we have in the scripture, the first Moshiach, the first anointed according to the scriptures, right? His role was to represent the heart of Amo, the heart of the people, Lifnei Elohim, before the Elohim. So, the reason here, how do you understand, How do you overstand? What's your standing of Robeinu Yeshua, Adonainu Yeshua, Hanotri, Jesus of Nazareth, as your Kohen, your Kahin, your priest, Kohen Gadol, Lifnei Ha'ab, before the Father, before Elohim Ha'ab, before Abinu Sheba Shemayi, before our Father who art in Shemayi. Topic of discussion number 8 right here, here, here. Going to go right through right here. Topic of discussion number 8 right here. The light, the illumination of Ha Menorah, of the lampstand. Just as the Aron HaBrit, just as the Aron, the Ark HaBrit, the covenant, the Ark of the Covenant itself was hidden. Mistatir, Mistatir, Mistatir. You think I'm saying mystery, right, in the Greek? No, they got that from the Hebrew. Mistatir come from satar. That means to hide. Mistatir, something that is hidden. Mistatir was hidden from view. No Goyim, no Gentiles would ever see it, nor would most of the Yisraelim, the Bnei Yisrael, nor would most of the Israelites who were not Lewim, who were not Levites. So the Levites, no doubt, they would get to see it if they were serving. And of course, the priests, the Kohanim, right? But most of the Yisraelim, most of the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, would not see it. And no Goyim, no Goy, no Gentile, none of another nation would see it. Now let's discuss how the divine light, the divine aura, the aura, right, the divine illumination, right, transcends the physical or the phi and the phi cycle realm, and how things done in, quote, secret, right, may be, quote, seen, sight, as effects, and even as affects, as both effects and affects in the external, in the outer world. So let's discuss that right there, how the divine light, the divine illumination transcends, is both within and without, right? But it transcends, it's basically to say it's transcendental, right? To the phi cycle, to what's called the so-called physical, right? The physical world. And how the things that are done in secret may be seen as effects, not seen directly, right, but almost as to say like a byproduct or as an effect or a affect in the external world, in the outer world. Come, Mikai and I reason. Some good items of reason and discussion, you know, hopefully ones will take one or two, you know, hopefully something that sparks one's interest here. Topic number 9. Why was Aaron chosen to be Kohen Gadol, to be the big priest of Yisrael, of Israel, and not Moshe, and not Moses? Was it because Moshe forfeited the right during the encounter, during that close encounter with Ha'elohim, with the Elohim at the burning bush? In Exodus chapter 4, verses 14 to 16, Exodus chapter 4, verses 14 to 16, Moses forfeiting the right during the close encounter with the Elohim at the burning bush, Exodus chapter 4, verses 14 to verse 16. But how do we make sense? What's the targum? How do we interpret and make sense of application? How do we make sense of the statement in Psalm 99, verse 6, Psalm 99, verse 6, where it reads, Moshe ve'Aharon, Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Shemuel, Samuel also was among those who called upon Shemo. They called upon his name. They called upon the Hashem, Wahu Haya, Wahu Haweh, Wahu Yihyeh, B'Tiferah. They called to Yahweh, to He who be, who He be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, prospered, increased be the name, and He answered them. So how do we reconcile this? How do we make sense of the statement in Psalm 99, verse 6, that Moses and Aaron, Moshe with Aharon, were among His priests? Moreover, how did Moses, Moshe, understand the laws, the Torot, the direction, instruction, the Torot, the laws of sacrifice? How did he understand the laws of sacrifice before the Chazon, the vision, the revelation at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai? And in what ways did Moses function as Yisrael's first? In what ways did Moses serve and function as Israel's first Kohen Gadol, Kohen priest Gadol, big priest, high priest? And how does that prefigure, how is that a shadow, as it were, prefiguring Robeinu Adonainu, prefiguring Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth? Here, come. Just got like three more right here, topics of discussion. Hopefully we'll have the time to zoom in on one or two of these with the Chabarim, the brethren. Number 10, topic of discussion, Titzaweh, thou shalt command. The Aron HaBrit, the Tabot, the Ark of the Covenant, is likened to the Kisei HaKavod. What is the Kisei HaKavod or the Kisei HaKabod? The Kisei HaKabod is the throne of glory. The Kisei HaKavod, Kisei HaKabod, the throne of glory. Kisei, throne of Ha, the Kabod, ancient Afro-Shemitic pointing, modern Hebrew, Kavod. Kisei HaKabod, the throne of Kabod, the throne of glory, of gravity, of gravitas, the throne of weight, of seriousness, but brought out often in the translation as honor, glory. The Ark, He'aron, itself, was composed of three separate, or should I say it as the Ark herself. The Ark itself, herself, was composed of three separate and overlapping boxes. The Ark basically also brings out He who was, He who be, He who will be, the Hebrew Trinity, that the Ark, right, itself or herself was composed of three separate and overlapping boxes, a three-in-one construction. There was a wooden box covered by a gold box with another gold box inside. So there's a wooden box, there's a gold box on the outside, and there's a gold box on the inside. The outermost box also had a border or a diadem called a nizir. Sometimes we have the nizir, a crown, right? Nizir, nazar. But here we have the zir, a diadem or crown. So the Ark has a crown. So when we sometimes say Akar, we use that term in English as an acronym, fornication, forfeiture, under the crown of the king, because of what's in the Ark, you know, the tablets of the covenant. But the outermost box had a border or a diadem, a crown called a zir, that would hold the cover or the kaporet in place, according to Exodus chapter 25, verse 11. Moreover, the tent of the tabernacle was composed of three parts. The tent of the tabernacle was composed of three parts. What are the three parts? Well, we have the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of the Holy Ones, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and two divisions, right? There were two divisions within the holy place. Despite the various articles of the tabernacle, it is called one, or in the Hebrew, echad, like we say, ahadu, echad, right? Yahuwah, echad, right? Hadu Amlak, right? Echad, one. So let's discuss right here how the pattern that Yahuwah emphasizes. He says, see that you do all things according to the pattern. Therefore, it's very important for us to have pattern recognition, right? To recognize the pattern, right? Both the outer type and the inner type. So let's discuss the pattern, the tavnit of the tabernacle. Discuss how the tavnit of the tabernacle reveals the nature or the nature of Ha'ilahim, of the Elohim, Chabarim. Here, here, come, make a reason. Topic 11. According to Malbim, one of the ancient reasonments codified as a point of reference in reasonments, the menorah, the lampstand, is said to reveal the light, the illumination of HaTorah, the illumination of the directions, the instructions. These are sometimes called the 49 gates, referred to as the 49 gates to Torah, the 49 gates to HaTorah, the 49 gates to the direction instruction. It's based on the sevens principle, 7 times 7, you know, that 49 principle, 49 gates to Torah. The seven branches represent the seven words of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. What are the seven, right? What, you know, the seven, Hebraically speaking, not in the English, right? But we're talking about from the Hebrew, right? Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shemayim ve-et ha-aret. Bereshit, in Reshit, in the female head or the female beginning, speaking of Chokmah, wisdom is she. Yes, the Chokmah Leib. Bereshit, in beginning, bara, he created, he, singularity, created Elohim, the powers. He, the powers in singularity, in Reshit, in wisdom, created 8, Alpha, Tav, HaShemayim, the heavens, were 8, Aleph, Tav, HaAretz. So we have 7 words here. Bereshit, Bara, Elohim, Et, HaShemayim, Ve'et, HaAretz. So we have right here the 7 branches representing the 7 words of Bereshit, of in beginning. In beginning. Some say in the beginning, but really it's in wisdom, right? Or in beginning. And the 11 fruits, there are 11 fruits on Ha Menorah, on the lampstand. The 11 fruits represent the 11 words, the 11 words of Exodus 1 and 1, right? Exodus 1 and 1. Let's go here. What are the 11 words, right, of Exodus chapter 1, verse 1? Here we go right here. It says, Ve'ele shemot b'nei Yisrael ha-bayim mitzrayma eita Ya'akov ish u beito ba'u. Now these are the names of the sons of Yisrael, of Israel. Ve'ele, and these, Shemot, the names, B'nai, sons of Yisrael, of Israel, who came into Egypt with Jacob, with Ya'akov, Ha'bayim, the comers, Ha'bayim, Mitzrayma, to the Tawi, the two lands, Mitzrayma, eight, Ya'akov with Jacob, right? Ish, man. Every man came with his household. Ish u beito and his beito and his house. Ba'u. They came. Let's get the next one right here, just up ahead, still going through this, but just seeking to check the reasonment with the script. So we have the 7 words of Genesis 1 and 1, right? The 7 branches, the 11 fruits, the 11 words of Exodus 1 and 1, the 9 flowers The nine flowers represent the nine words of Leviticus, right? Of Leviticus 1 and 1. What's Leviticus 1 and 1? What are the nine words, Leviticus 1 and 1? It says, Vayikra il Moshe, Vaydabir Yahuwah Elai, May Ohel Moed Lemor. And Yahuwah called to Moses, Moshe, and spoke to him out of the tent of meeting, saying, Vayikra il Moshe, Vaydabir Yahuwah Elai, May Ohel Moed Lemor. And then we have the 22 cups. So here we're bringing out the menorah, right, and the reasonments, right, on the different aspects of the menorah, namely the branches, the fruit, right, the flowers. So then we have the 22 cups. There's 22 cups. 22 cups represent the 22 words of Devarim of Deuteronomy 1 and 1 in the Hebrew, the 22 words. What are the 22 words? 22 words, Ele ha-Devarim, Asher, Diver, Moshe, Il, Kol, Yisrael, De-Eber, Ha-Yardain, Ba-Midbar, Ba-Araba, Mol, Suf, Bain, Paran, U, Bain, Tofel, We, Lavan, Wayachatzerot, We, Di, Zahav. These are the words that Moshe spoke to all Israel beyond the Yarden, beyond the Jordan. Eleha debarim asher diber Moshe illa kol Yisrael. In the wilderness, right, beyond Jordan, Be'eber Hayarden, beyond the Yarden, Jordan, in the wilderness, Ba'midbar, in the Araba, Ba'araba, over against Suf, Mol Suf, between Paran, Bain Paran, and Tofel, Ubain Tofel, and Laban, we Laban, and Hazerot, Wayachatzerot, and Di Zahav, with Di Zahav. And Zahav is gold, right? So the 22 words of Deuteronomy brings out the 22 cups. So we have here, according to the Malbim, ancient reasonment here, on this Torah, the menorah is said to reveal the light of HaTorah. This is sometimes called the 49 gates to Torah. The seven branches represent the seven words of Genesis 1 and 1 in Hebrew. The 11 fruits represent the 11 words of Exodus 1 and 1 in Hebrew. The nine flowers represent the nine words of Leviticus 1 and 1. And the 22 cups represent the 22 words of Deuteronomy 1 and 1. So, what about the book of Numbers? The 17 words of Numbers 1 and 1 refer to the 17 tefachim, the tefachim, the hand breaths, the 17 hand breaths of the menorah's height. Discuss, come, make a reason on the symbolism, the allegorical, metaphorical symbolism of HaMenorah, especially in light of Yeshua HaNotzi, Jesus of Nazareth's words, I am, Anihu, I am the light, Or HaOlamim, the light of the world. Here, final topic of discussion, the 12th right here, the Korban Tamid, the offering, continual offering, was the sacrifice of a lamb, a seh, every morning and afternoon upon the copper altar at the tabernacle. Along with it, a bread and a wine offering were required. Thereby, we have a prefiguring, a shadow of the seh ha-Elohim, seh ha-Elohim, the lamb of the Elohim, and his sacrifice for I and I. right? According to Exodus chapter 29, verses 38 to 42. When HaKohanim, the priest, was consecrated, filled for the service, Abodah, the dam, the blood of the ram of ordination, was placed on his right earlobe, right thumb, and big toe of the right foot, according to Exodus 29, verses 19 to 20. Likewise, we are called in the Brit Chadasha, the renewed, the new covenant. We are called to present our bodies as a living sacrifice or as a korban chai. Korban, a sacrifice, an offering, a bringing near. Korban chai, chai, life, living. Korban chai, a living sacrifice in our own avoda, our own avoda, our own service, la Yahuwah, to he who be, who he be, to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. We have the Epistle to the Romans. We have Rabbi Shaul, the Apostle to Gentiles, our brother Paulos, bringing it out in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. So, in what ways do you make a daily sacrifice or a daily offering to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to he who be, who he be, to the Almighty, in your life and in your liberty? Here, here, here. Chabarim, chabarim, right here, here, here. Didn't have the time to get into the Purim, but hopefully we'll maybe share that on Jah willing, I and I live, you know? Breath of life, give thanks and praise to the Almighty for the breath of life on the Tuesday, on the Monday, the second day podcast. But thought it was necessary right here to just expand, you know, on what just seems to be like technical things in the Torah, you know, but to really begin to see it from Yahweh, begin to see it from Yahweh, truth and life. Yes, I. So here, here, here on the outro, you know, may Yahuwah bless the eye, keep the eye, and I cause his face, his grace to shine on I and I, and give I and I, Yeshua, shalom, victory, peace, victory, payment, victory, overcoming. Yes, I. Shalom, Rastafari. Here on the outro, right here, here, here. Jah is my light classic here. Leroy Smart. Yes, I. Rastafari. Shavuot Tov. Shavuot Tov. Shavuot Tov. A good seven. Good strong. Good strong. Good strong. Good strong. Good sabbatically speak.
Baruch Anta Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
Shavuot Tov, Nessa.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. God be merciful unto us and bless us. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
Yes, yes, yes. Boker Yom Rishon Tov. Shavua Tov Chaberim. Melkam Echud. Blessed first day.